4, that maybe you'll give him a gavel b'gdainus from the goyim tamalaymer le'imotzeh. What does that mean? But the Gemara is clarifying, but you said before that if it's not yours, it's okay. The emperor, the Gemara, no. There's a difference between being makabel acharayis and not being makabel acharayis. The Rabbi said this is a new Yisoid in Hilchos Chometz. It's enough not to own something, but just to be Makabel Achrayis, and that will be an Isser of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzer. Yad Amar L'Rav Olar Mechuzah B'Yiru Chamiru D'Bnei Chelu Mibasayichu. Like Rava told the B'Nei Mechuzah, which was the city of Rava, you should destroy all the chametz the bnei chayla gaiyish shall be zamelik matil and tikkun terech mizanisim alayarot. They used to have to support the soldiers of the melech. They used to come in and take. The Gemara talks about that that soldiers would stay in the people's houses. You would have to support them. Remind me, Jacob, at the end of this year, so I don't forget. Terech mizanisim shall arayot. So you see that Kabbalah Sacharias already is enough to violate by Rabbi Motz, and that's what Rabbi was concerned by. Why? Kaven the Iu Migna the Iu Misavid Bershu Sayachu Koi. Since if something would happen to it, if it was stolen or it was lost, it would be on you. So therefore, Bershu Sayachu Koi Ubayisul Shlume. It's in your resource, and you're gonna have to pay the bids, to pay the dues. So it's as if it's yours. So you see, a new yisayid, the Gemara in Sakhum Ha'amadeh introduced us that lav dafka ownership means classic ownership. Va'asr, and therefore, the yisr of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh applies to such a man. Yeah, motion.
It seems strange that we're trying to prove the need for a class, but the case of our brain is obscure. It's like it's
Master. Rava's case is a little funny. Like, why? Like, that's the only case of the Gemara that the Gemara could have, a case of Kabbalah Sacharias. It's not the was the voice that, you know, Rava used to tell everyone in the city, so they just quoted that in a phenomenon. But we'll have to see how important your question is in Mitzvah Shem in the future. Sugis, when you see the Rambam Shita, Mitzvah Shem, in Dalad Dalad, you're going to see, like, wow, what in the world is going on in the Gemara? We're going to come back to it. But even in the next thing, and I'm about to say, right when we finish the Gemara, we're going to get to exactly what the implications of Rava's statement are in terms of the Gemara. Okay, everyone good? Everybody say? So now the Gemara clarifies. Gemara says, "Honestly, ani cholamanda amar davar agarin l'moment k'momentum." This makes sense if you hold guys. Rabbi say a shas sugya in general. We saw this, I think, already in the month. Baba Kamet Sadi Chesam the day. Mark quotes a machlokes from Shimon Rabbanan. And if you steal something from me, that ultimately would cause me to be chayav achrayis. It's gonna cause me to have to cash out. So is that violent or is not violent? Are you chayv gneva? You have to pay kafal on that stealing or not? So Shimon holds gover a garmi moment to moment. That's like, well, what's the difference? I don't care where my assets go. Like I said, at the end of the day, I'm going to have to pay the dues. So there's no difference where the cash is. You damage this and ultimately it's going to cost you. And Rabbanan holds, no, gneva is on that item, not on the. So over here, we're viewing violence only through a theoretical payment, through an achrayis, through a davar agorim lamamon. So Gemara says this only goes according to Rabbanan, it doesn't go according to Rabbanan. Elamanda omer lav kamamon dami. If you hold like Rabbanan, that we don't view a davar agorim lamamon as if violence, just like we don't do it in Gneva. So we shouldn't say the same thing over here. Michael and Ema. For the Gemara, no. Shani alcha, the omer lo yimotze. It's a zeir sakosiv. Well, Yamatzi tells us that every situation of even an achrayis, even if in general, Chachomim are of the opinion against Rabbi Shimon, that Dabar Agarim Lamon is Lavka Momen Dami, by Chomets, they are agreed to the idea that achrayis will create bailus because the Lashon of the Psukim was to tell you, Lo Yimotze. Ikadamri, then the Gemara says it a little differently. Ani Cholaman Dami, Dabar Agarim Lamon, Lavka Momen Dami. I need to eat strictly Yimotze. So the Gemara says, Fakir. Why do you need such a weird Lashon of the Pasuk of Lo Yimotze? Right? By the way, just stop. I didn't see this question asked. If anyone has a shot, we just spent a whole long Gemara, Shakalatari, on why we have to say Lo Yimotze. So how can the Gemara be in the Daik now? Oh, that's why it said Lo Yimotze. You hear what I'm asking? Right. So everyone hear what I'm asking? I don't have an answer to this. Yeah, but the Gemara is making it as if, like, oh, it's such a weird lashon of the pasuk. It should have just said something else, like what? Lo yira lecha? You can. It teaches you Talmud. We just learned the whole Shak Batari. Yeah, Dylan.
Somebody's saying,
not
one of these, what are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying?
But the Gemara, but Rashi, it sounds like the Gemara's Lo yimotze. I said, what? Right. But not from the lashon of the pasuk. Meaning, you're saying all the Gemara is saying, why do I need a pasuk? Not why did the pasuk say it in this way? I mean, it would have had another pasuk. It had to say Lo Yimotze to teach you that. But why? I said, why what? Say, tell me, what does the Gemara want to deter it? To not say Lo Yimotze, I can't. I need it to be Megala and Lo Yira. So what's the Gemara asking for? Sure. I don't know. I have to think about that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but well, in the Ikka D'Amri, the Gemara is saying, I know why I need the Pasuk of Lo Yimotze, because there's a Shita out there called Dabar Agarim Lomim Lavka Momen Dami, and that's why it said Lo Yimotze. No, it's not. It said Lo Yimotze because you would have been upslugged if you didn't say Lo Yimotze. Sure. How do I know Talmud? Only because of Lo Yimotze. That's the Gemara we spent the last week on. We wouldn't have drawn that conclusion. We would have said Lo Yira Lecha, and only what's visible. How do you know it's hidden? So in the Ikka D'Amri, it's like, oh, I need this pasuk, and it said like this. Otherwise, it would have said something else. It would have said something else. The last Gemara would have been shver. No, there's no shakas. Dabar Agarim Lomom Kumam, there's no shakas to the visibility. You could have a Dabar Agarim Lomom Kumam, whether it's visible or it's not visible. I'm just asking, what is the Gemara suggesting when it says, Hainu de Itshik Wanimatsu? And what would have been the alternative? What the Torah should have said, right? The Gemara is saying, this is a chiddush to say, even according to Ma'an Dabar Agarim Lavka Momen Dami. And you would have said what? I don't know. Ma'an Dabar Agarim Lavka Momen Dami, Lo Yimotze Lamali. Why did it? Again, what do you mean Lo Yimotze Lamali? What do you mean Lo Yimotze Lamali? No, you would have thought, since the din is that I could be matzir, if it's still around after yontif, I can give it to him, so therefore it's not in my rishos. Come on, go on, lay him out, it is in my rishos. Fine beer. Mitzvah Lataritz. I don't know. I got to think about that. If anyone has a tariff, please let me know. Shine. So Rabbi Yisai, so this is the Gemara that teaches us chametz the Yisbe Achrayis. How much Achrayis? What does Achrayis mean, Rabbi Yisai? So we're going to have to open up Parshas Mishpatim and open up Maseches Bava Metzia and introduce ourselves to the world of Achrayis. The world of Achrayis. The world of Achrayis. I believe the Mashpia once said a pshat that the whole inyan after Pesach of it's a whole mudna parsha that we have to be shoyel from the Mitzrim, their kalim. Like what's going on, right? For the whole Haftokot Avraham Avinu. Mashpia once said a few years ago that the Yisoid was the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to teach us Achrayis. That was the whole She'ela of the Kalim from the Beis HaMitzri. To teach you the Parsha of Achrayis. To teach you that at a certain stage in your life, you have to wake up and say, I gotta take some responsibility. I gotta stop blaming Yenim. I gotta stop blaming him. I gotta stop pointing this. I gotta stop blaming my place, my makom. Oh, it's because I'm in this yeshiva, or it's because there's madi here, or it's because of this, or it's because of my girlfriend, or it's because of my dad, my mom, my brother, or this, or my upbringing, or this. And I can't. No. You're about to leave Mitzrayim. You're about to enter into Yiddishkeit. The Avoida of Hashem. And part of that Avoida is to understand what it means to be Achra'i, to be responsible. And that's Be'etzim Rabbi Yisai. If you look in the Ne'ilah, that's Be'etzim, the whole summation of the entire Vidoy that we say again and again on Yom Kippur. In Ne'ilah, we don't say Vidoy. But we do say one thing. We take a pikadon, and the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us these koiches, and we don't take achrayis. We don't watch them with responsibility. We're pesheya, we're negligent. And we're given all these koiches, all these kelim, all this temporary ability to live. We're not here for a long time, Rebbeinu Shalom. Life's very short. And the Rebbeinu Shalom bestows it upon us. So what do we do with it? That's what it means to be an Achrayi. So the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted, I think that's what the Mashpia said. That's pshat in the parsha of the She'ela of the Kalim, that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to teach us the Yisod of Achrayis. But whether or not that's the Yisod and whether or not it connects to the Zman, that's the Yisod, in my opinion, of Ne'ilah. Of to sum the entire Avodah, it's a big Yisod, is to take all the, I think I once gave a shmuz on it. To take all the koiches that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us and to say, you know, we have to be misvada on one thing. All the averis are basically summing up one thing, is that it's not taking a chrayis on the, it's l'anechtom yoshit again. Okay. So what type of a chrayis? So when you open up the sugyas of Metziah, the parsha of Shoimrim, you're introduced to to a few different levels of a chrayis. Here, everybody say, you got to know this on your fingertips. For every sugya for life. Okay? Shomer chinam, shomer socher, shoyel, and a seicher is, well, let's not talk about a seicher now, right? Seicher is a machloek, okay? Shomer seicher, shomer chinam, shomer socher, shomer, and shoyel. What's a shoyel chayav on? What does that mean, everything? I love these vague terms that get me nothing. What does that mean? What? Even oinus. Excellent. Even oinus, even something out of my control, even something that I couldn't control, a shoyel is chayav. Okay? What's a shomer chinam chayav on? What? No. No shomer chinam. Shomer chinam. What is a shomer chinam? Guy who's mekabel achrayis, but he's not getting any cash for it. He's not getting paid. He's doing you a favor. He's doing it to him. Most of the cases that we're going to deal with halakha l'maisa are going to be probably cases of shomer chinam. You know, you're not. It's not like, you know, you're running a watchman, service, right? I don't know if they have this. They have, someone told me that there's this new business that they watch someone in the city. They watch people's puppies. They're mamish making six figures.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pellet. They have like apartments for these dogs. Right? It's very important to point out when, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, we go from the carbon of the Se'ira, the carbon of the Behema, to the carbon of the Adam. You know, that's the process from Pesach to Shavuos. You know, as we transform to be a person, maybe we should go back to be like dogs. All right. L'maiseh. What am I talking about? So Shomer Chinam is Chayav Shia. He's Peshe. He's negligent. And a Shomer Socher is in the middle. He's Chayav Mishum Gmeve Va'ave.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even say anything yet.
The Chevra on Zoom can't see Rabbi.
What?
No, the Chevra on Zoom couldn't see Rabbi for some last
time. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. So Lamaisa, the truth is I can't see Daniel Schaffel and Iron Rubenstein either. Can you guys see them? Is it just my screen or is it their screen? No, I'm joking. But they're blocking the screen.
Maybe I have a problem with my camera. My apologies.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to know. That's what I was being Mavar. And Schaffel? Uh-huh. Gotcha. All right, Weiter. Guys, let's go. Who? No, I know. I see it. Now I can see it. So Rabbi Sai, what do you think? Before we get to the Rishayim, what do you guys think? When the Gemara says Kibbal Achrayis, it's very vague. Doesn't tell us how much Achrayis. This is $1 million kasher. Rabbi Sai, this is one of the most pivotal kashers of the sugya. What does Achrayis mean? So I really only gave you two shittas in the Rishayim. But before we get to the Rishayim, I'm actually going to tell you that I didn't want to get you guys too involved in that other sugya mamatzia. But there is a Rashi mamatzia that's a third opinion, the way Tosis understands Rashi in the sugya of Baal Choy Kone Mashkin and Bab Matzia and Af Pebezim and Aleph. Everybody said, I did not put that on the Mer Mekoymus. That's a third sheet of Lagabe Ar sugya. Okay? But what do you guys think? Yeah, Judah, what do you say? So the passion is Judah's right. The Gemara says, Ilu misganev or nevad. And therefore, that's the Baal HaTesis, the Re, that holds. So then obviously you see that it's not just any Kabbalah Sachrayis, but it's for Gneva and Aved. That's what the Rush quotes from the Re. Okay, that's not what the Rush goes with in the end, but that's what the Rush quotes from the Re. Yeah, Benny. What about Ezekiel? You're mazik it? So even if you were a Shomer Achinam, you're a Pesheya. You're a Havadachai. You're a mazik. If I damage your stuff, it's for sure also. But we want to know the Gabi the Chiv of Kabbalah Sachrayis for Yisrael Bal Yerol Bal Yemotze. So Judah's coming out La'aloch and he's saying, most of the cases, you're not going to be Chayav. Big Kula from Judah. And it's Rayis from the Gemara, you Mizganev or Neva. Yeah, Judah. One second. You're telling me a svar and now you're arguing with yourself? Yeah, you have a kasha. Yeah. No, you wouldn't. No. Not if he wasn't Bezhea. Only if it was because of his negligence. Okay, that's the din from Bam Tzia. That's the difference in Shaira. Now we're applying it to the Yisr of Bayer Avaymas. However, Rush says that the Bahag disagrees. The Baal Halachas Gedolos disagrees. The Baal Halachas Gedolos says All the Gemara says was Kibel Alav Achrayis. Means if you're Achrayi, if you're responsible, if you're a Shomer, that's enough. Aye, Frek Judah, what do you mean? The Gemara said, Yuvim is Ganim Oneva. So the Rush says, it's not a Taina. That was the case of the Bnei Chayil. It happens to be that they were going to be Chayiv. But that's not saying that that's the litmus test, that that's the bar, that that's the barometer, that only if you have Bnei Chayil, there was a saying, a classic case of when you're going to be Chayiv without Chayiv. Guy, most of the time when you think about a case, when a person's going to be Achrayi, you're going to say, well, what happened to it, right? So in that case, you know, it was stolen, but in a chanami, it would be in a situation where you were pesheya. Okay? That's what the Bahag says. The problem is there any raya to the Bahag Shita? Like, again, I'm with Judah. I think the Pasha, the Gemara, sounds like Shomer Safer. And it sounds like Shomer Safer, right? The only raya that the Bahag has, right, the Rosh says, is what? It's from the Schema Hagamara, Hod Kibul Alav Achrayis, right? What is it? Does he bring another riot? Not in this Rosh, right? See the Rosh, let's see the Rosh inside. Perek Rishon, Simen Dalet, very important Rosh. Dr. Rosh, we're going to spend some time on this Rosh. It's talking about a case of Peshaya. It's not talking about a case without Peshias. And because he's going to have to pay, so therefore it says that case. Good. So let's stop there. So it sounds like from this rush that there's no riot from the Gemara. But if you look at the next, the second, skip a rush and go to Simon Vav. Okay? Hold your finger on this rush. I didn't put it on the Maamar Fence. I got to save some treats for Shir. So let's see a Gemara on that Vav. I did put that on there. Tana Rabbana. The Braisa taught. What time is it? Tana Rabbana. Zok the Hele Gebrais. Nachri Shenichmes Lechatzir Shal Yisrael Ubitzek Obiyot. A guy, Halacha Maisa, Benny, a guy walks into your house and he's a construction worker and he's holding an Egg McMuffin sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts in the 5 pounds. That's under the vad. Okay? Right? And what? And, so what's the din, by the way, Taco? Is there a problem? No. It's not my chometz. Is there any a problem, Rabbi Yisai? You got to know this, the Sharetzion, the former of the Sharetzion. Is there any problem with a goy eating his own chametz in my house? So the Sharetzion says, don't forget this. Mishnah Berurah in the Sharetzion says, if it's a goy that I usually feed, big nafkamina for housekeepers. If it's a goy that I usually give lunch to, and now they're going to eat their own slice of pizza in my house, that's aser Mishnah Marazai. It's a big chumah that people don't know. So, you know, if a guy, right, if they now come and they take it and they usually eat from me, that's a problem. And that could come up with a lot of these housekeepers. No, Marasai. Marasai. It's Mr. Durabana, Marasai. People don't know that it's his own pizza. I'll be in Balyaro. It's not going to be over in Israel. I've cursed. I'm not even eating any chametz. No, the Gemara says the Feirish that Marasayin is Afil B'chadri Chadot. So it's a statement of Ra. Dr. Gemara, Tan Rabban, Nachri Shnechus Chatzer Shal Yisrael B'teka B'yodo. So we have to, according to the Sharetzion, it has to be a situation where there's not going to be Marasayin. So I don't see, there's a construction worker. He's coming in, he's fixing my oven, right? Ah, it's Chol Moed. Why is he allowed to fix my oven? Okay, good question. Heavy statement that you're saying. Not every tzarek is a tzarek, especially if it's a maisa uman. But maybe it's like Honefesh is different. Holmoid is not poshit. And if there is an expert working in your house, somebody say, you could sometimes violate Yisurim Deoraisa, you know, by doing a Jew doing work in certain situations. Kolamayit is Nishpash. You have to ask before you do things, before you hire people, before you get things done on a Kolamayit. I'm not getting into that more. One day we'll have a Kolamayit shir after Moshe graduates. Okay, right there. So if it's just the Nachri stuff, I don't have to destroy it. If it's Ufgad Etzlo, the Nachri deposited it by me, so then it's my responsibility, I have to destroy it. Yichad loy bayis, however, if I designated a specific area for the Nachri. In Zakar Levar, Shinemar Lo Yimotze. The Pasuk says Lo Yimotze. So it's a little unclear what that Lo Yimotze is going to qualify. Micah Omer, Omer Akpapa Aresha. It's going on the Resha. Why is it that it's not, I'm not chayiv if a guy walks into my house with his chametz? The answer is because the Pasuk says Lo Yimotze. It's teaching you a kula. I'm sorry. Why am I chayiv in a case where it's Kabbalah Sakrayis? How do you know that if a goy is mafkid and makes you into a shaymer, that you're chayiv? Talking about what? Lo yimotze. Right. Oh, excellent. So the pasuk tells you, well, you might say that if a guy makes you into is mafkid chametz by you, you're chayav. Rav Ashi had a different pshat in the brayso. Rav Ashi says, no, lo ilam asefakoy. How do I know that what that he that how do I know that if it's yichal lo bayis, the Gemara said it's a kula, and if it's yichal lo bayis, that it's his area designated for him, that you wouldn't be responsible. And that the Gemara says, shenemar lo yimotze. It's not mine, and it's his. So therefore what? So therefore it's not my responsibility. It's teaching you a kula. And then the Gemara goes on to say, I don't think I put this on the Maran Kozi, but then the Gemara goes on to a fascinating discussion called our kula that we even discussed in the sugyas in Mezuzah, l'meimer d'skurya t'chiras kanya. So you see, if a person gets his own apartment or own designated area within your house that he rents, Mamish Hakinyan, it's Mamish Hids, because now it's gonna create a situation that I'm not even responsible for the Chayim Chametz. So Mar says, no, it's unique to Chametz, not telling about it. It's not which Amr Laska, low base, dear Amr Nation, please let's tell you. So Mar says in Abed Zara, you're not allowed to be Machmas Abed Zara, even if Spirus, even if they're Seicher, because it's the violation of what? Rabbi said, what's the Issa Daraisa, Jay? Of bringing Abu Zarat, yes. Excellent, because you're violating Losavet Toeva Abaisecha. You're not allowed to bring Abu Zarat into your house. By the way, Rabbi Isai, Mizman Hazeh, trivia. How are you allowed to rent a house to a guy? Maybe he's going to bring Abu Zarat into your house. Good kasha. That is clear as Kanya, Kikomayla, Bezan Ashkamayla. Why? If the Gemara is right over here, so then Mimela, you're being Seicha the Dira. So it's never an issue of Losavi. What's the Gemara talking about? Even though it's taken not really his house and it's really still my house, it's not motzi biyadi. I can't go in there. He's doing his own private zachim in that room. It's not motzi biyadi. I can't go in to collect it. So that's not considered the violation of loyimot. So don't extrapolate from Hilchos Chametz that we have a more specific approach that we say it has to be, even if it's clearest that he's not koine, but still not motzi. That's not necessarily going to have an implication on the isser of Avodah Zarah. And in Hanami, if you're renting out a house to the guy, you should be concerned about Avodah Zarah according to the Divrei HaGemara. Whether or not that applies Bizman Hazeh is a fascinating question when you learn the sects of Avodah Zarah and the shafin of Avodah Zarah. Good. Why am I doing this? What do I want from this Gemara? So if you look at the Rosh on that Gemara, in Simon Vav, the Rosh, when he quotes the beginning of that Gemara, says something fascinating. Tana Rabbana, Nachrish and Nichlas Lachatza Yisrael Lavatzik Biyado, Ein Zok Levara. If you do it to Zok Levara, Mikan Raya, the Shoyim Rechina, Mechayib Levara, the Stam Bikodon, Shoyim Rechina. So the Rosh says, that's the Raya of the Baha. Because the Gemara just says he was mafkid and he walked in, and the Gemara doesn't say anything else. It's a Stam Shmira. Here the Gemara didn't say Gneva Vaveda, like the Gemara said before. So the Rosh says, I'd rather read the Passion for the Raisa to be talking about Stam Shemrim, and you'll ask me Judas Kasha from the Gemara earlier, and that it said Gneva Vaveda, so I'll pitch that to mean Gneva Vaveda, all you Pshiya, that a Shemrim and Chinam would be Chayah for, that he was negligent. So this Gemara might be a Mafteach for the other Gemara. And for the Machlokes Rishonim, the fundamental Machlokes Rishonim that we find in the Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Beis. Now again, keep in mind, there is a third Shita that I'm not going to focus on. Rashi Shita, that's quoted in Tosfos Mamatzia Pei Beis Amud Beis. That Rashi Shita is that you even need Achrayas L'inyan Oints to be violated by your Rabbi Mas. Okay? We're not going to focus so much on that. But we're going to focus on the two opinions that are brought in the Rush. And that's really the discussion that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the days that are brought in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Jake.
The Raya of the Baha, the second case of the Bukhadam.
He's a Stam, he's a Shomer, he's mafked it, and he's Stam Shomer, and it doesn't say specifically that it was a Shomer Sofer that he paid it. Good. What's the Nakuda Samachlokes? Why are the Rishonim debating what level of Shmir you need? What's the Nakuda Samachlokes? So, Chayra, in Svara Chitzayin, everybody, so without the Rayas of the Gemara. Okay, you have a Gemara that's Mashmir this way, according to the Rosh, and a Gemara that's Mashmir this way, according to the other day. What would you guys say, everybody say? What do you think intuitively?
Lowest level.
Once you have a chrayis, I agree with Moshe. Once you have a chrayis, that connects you to the chametz. Then that makes you responsible. So how could anyone disagree? Forget the rights. How could you argue with that point? Yeah, Benny.
I don't think that chrayis violates because we have like a board.
What the Gemara is disagreeing with you. Even if you take the extreme version of Shomer Sofer, at the end of the day, you don't own it. Right? So clearly the Gemara is saying for by your own Mayamatsi purposes, that's sufficient. Yeah.
The Gemara itself, I mean, if you look at the Gemara, you can force to look at it. Like, it's even like a lower level of like, you have to look at it whether you like it or not. But you're not even like, if you're looking at the
so you're saying from the case you should even say that.
So
I agree. I would have thought intuitively that any level of achrayus, whatever would be machai of you, should lechora connected to the stomach. And we have psukim that are telling us you don't have to fully own it. Lo Yimatzi tells you that even a davar garam l'mamon, even if you hold in kol atar akula, davar garam l'mamon lav k'mamon dami and gneva in other areas of halacha. But over here, the pasuk was megala lo Yimatzi to tell you that you have to that you connect to that chometz. So once I connect to that chometz, any type of achrayus lechora should be a connector. So everybody say, in order to understand this, we really need to explore a little bit a din in hilchos shomer. Yeah, Jack.
Question on the moment,
Which level? Which part of the one? Ask.
I understand.
Mar presented it two ways. Why would you need a pasuk if you hold kamamadam? You should know it intuitively. So the Gemara says, because over here, after Pesach, if I would want to give back the chametz be'ayin, it would be, I'd say. So maybe you would think over here that it's lav kamamadam, and you'd be pater kamashbal on the pasuk.
Yeah, it's an
No, it's comics. It is comics. The question is, what's my connection to it? So it's going to Mamo. I don't own it. No, if it was Kimamo, then I don't understand why I need a puzzle. I should know that even without a puzzle. Why do I need the puzzle? Well, you must it. Yeah. So Rabbi Sai, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Sefiros, the Rambam says something fascinating. I don't have the Rambam here in Hilchos Sefiros. Where is it? Don't forget this Rambam, Rabbi Sai, for the rest of your life. I guarantee you it will come up. Yeroili. Whenever the Rambam says that, Rabbi Sai, pay attention. Because there's no Gemara like this. I'm saying a pidush. Yeroi li shem posha shemer ba'avodim u'piyotzeben chayev l'shalom. She'eno poter ba'avodim v'akarkos v'shtaris elim v'din agneva v'avedu v'amisa piyotzeben. Shema yechoyna shemer chinam al metaltim v'nigdu v'onirdu v'yishto v'avadim v'karkos v'shtaris poter v'shtuwa. Chayin ema yishem etzav shem v'shalom v'nigdu v'avedu v'metaltim poter v'shalom v'yishto v'avon poshim chayev l'shalom. What did Rambam say? The Rambam tells us, talking about a din of Shmira by Avodim and Karkos, right? We know Avodim and Karkos is there's a cause of your potter, right? Your potter on the regular Dine Shmira when it comes to that, right? Dr. Rambam, but if you're Poshea, you're Chayav. I'm saying that's just one of the dinim of Shmira. That is Shomer Chinam, Chayav of Shia, right? But the Rambam, no. Shia is Chayav, even though the regular dinim Shomerim does not apply on Avodim and Shtaros and Karko. Pesheya maziku. Because the Pesheya is considered a mazik. The ain hefresh bin dina mazik karka with dina mazik metalfluin. And a mazik's always cut. There's no parsha that you're putter from hezik when you're mazik karka. V'din emesu zelim evinim ubo roi lodim. And this is emesdik. To those who have the ability to understand, and so you should pass. Talk to Halig Arrived. He's wrong. Omer Avram v'im emesu zesh shoy merchinam lama ino nishba al painoso shalai posha. According to the Rambam, that if Shia is Chayev, so then Hashem Rechinim should be Chayev to swear by all these cases of Karkol, Shtaros, Avodim. It's not true. The Ravid takes issue with this Rambam. So by saying, what's Pshat in the Rambam? The Maisa of the Ravid's right. The Dinim of Shaimrim don't apply. There's a Gzeres HaKosa that they did. Doesn't apply in this situation. So what's the pshat? And yet the Rambam still holds a Shomer Chinam would be chayiv in all these situations of avodim, karkos. How does one understand this? Rabbi said, anyone ever see this Rambam before? Anyone ever heard of this Rambam? Yeah, sure. So Rabbi say, this Rambam and this Ravid is the mafteach, I believe, to understanding this machlokes Fushai. I don't want to give it away. I want you guys to think about it. But Rabbi Yisai, this idea of the Gemara and the Vav being the source for the Bahag is also questionable. Because what's the case of the Gemara and the Vav? What's the case of the Gemara and the Vav? A guy comes in and he's mafkid his item in my rishos. And then what? If it's just my regular rishos, so then the Gemara says I'm fine. But if I'm yichel lo bayis, so then I'm pot. Why is that? What? It's his place. So is that a case of a situation that power? So was I mekabel achrayis there?
Really?
Would you even say no? Would you even say what you're saying that it's not his? It's not his place. It's not your place, it's his place. Even in a situation where I'm a Kabbalah Christ, what's the case of the Seder? I want to know specifically. I want to know what is the case of the Gemara. According to what Moshe is saying, Moshe, it should even be in a situation where I'm a Kabbalah Christ. It's still his place. Right? Why not? Rashi says no. You read Rashi on that Gemara. Rashi says it's b'deloy kibel achrayis. Where? When it's not yichel lo bayis. But yichel lo bayis, what does Rashi say? Lo kibel achrayis. What's that all about? What? Moshe makes sense. It's not my place. What? No, the Gemara is saying Skiris Loikon. I didn't even get up to Skiris. But what's that Nakud Rabbi said? Rashi specifically held that Yichel Lo Bayis is only helpful in a case where it's not Mekabel Achrayis. So Rashi basically said the opposite of what you said, Moshe. Well, you wouldn't assume. Don't worry, there are many Rishonim that assume like you. But when you assume that you say, no, I can be Mekabel Achrayis as long as it's his domain, as long as it's his area, then that's not enough to be Mechayiv by Rabbi Motzei with a Pikadon. Kabbalas Achrayis is not sufficient in the end. Rashi is clearly holding out with that. Exactly. But here's my question, Rabbi Yisai. If Rashi's saying that Yichel Lo Bayis is the low Kibbalah Achrayis, what in the world does Yichel Lo Bayis mean? What does that have to do with Yichel Lo Bayis? The Gemara should just say, Bishaloi, Kibbalah Achrayis. It should be two cases. Kibbalah Achrayis, Lo Kibbalah Achrayis. Exactly like the Gemara on the Hamad says. Hobby the Kibbalah Achrayis, Hobby the Loi Kibbalah Achrayis. What's this new Yichel Lo Bayis? Sounds exactly like the way Moshe said, which, by the way, is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, the Ram, the Rabbeinu David. All the Rishonim assume exactly like Moshe. By the way, I put the Rabbeinu David on the Marmar Kremis. If you don't want to see the Rabbeinu David, great. Look at the Ran. He says the exact same thing. All the Rishonim go with that mouth. It's kedai to see. I didn't want to throw 3,000 Makaris, but it is kedai to see, everybody. So if you have an extra second, look at the Ran in the Daf and Dafo. It's kedai. So you study the Ran. And you'll see the Shakatsari keeps on quoting the Ran. But it's all the same sheet, though. But Moshe makes sense from the Divrei HaGemara, from the fact that the Gemara came on to this new Yisoid called Yichud Loi Bayis. It sounds like, no, fundamentally, there was Kabbalah surprise. But since it was lacking in another dimension, that it's his area, it's his Rishos, therefore, Ramela, that's not going to be violent. Rashi didn't say like that. Why didn't Rashi say like that? You with me, Jared?
Yeah.
Oh.
When you're saying, I don't want to die.
Oh. I'm going to end with a mice. Ashkocha Protus. Judah walked up to me today before he, I don't know, did he start the Marmar Kremis yet? He started the Makarios, but he was not up to this on the Marmar Kremis. He says to me, Rebbe, I don't understand. There's a sugi in Bava Kama that I was just learning. And it talks about a situation where a person, he doesn't say anything about Shmira, he doesn't say anything about Afrayas, or he doesn't articulate anything like that. He says the following lashon: Knos sharpa l'rishuthi. Bring it, if you want to, put your stuff in my house. That's all he said. I didn't say anything about Christ, nothing to Shalom Rechina, we didn't talk money, we didn't talk Shalom Zucker, no deals, no. I'm not allowed to use it, I'm not a shoyo. No, not at all. Just Knos sharpa l'rishuthi. So Judah said to me, you just learned in Bava Kamma that there's an implied achrayus that comes up with it. So how does that fit into our sugya, right? That was the question that you asked. So what is that hub of the kibbutz achrayus? It doesn't matter. Once you told the guy, put it down, freck Judah, that shit will be automatically. That was Judah's kasha. First thing in the morning, right after, how was your Pesach? And I was like, mamish, like, wow. And I realized right then, the Ran is not on the Mount of Venice. The Ran on this chat, when he's going to explain Rashi, Rabbi said, turn to the Ran. I don't want to spoil it. Turn to the Ran. Don't believe me. I talk too much. Dr. Hale Garan. Dibra Masco Garcina. I'm following out. Uperis Rashi's out. You with me? Everyone have it? In the Oz Vahalders, it's at the bottom of Hay. I don't know where it is in the regular dot. Dot the arif. Probably base of a base. Garcina be gemara tanner abonner. Our gemara nichnas a nichnas a chaser shall yisrael b'teke b'yado. Ain't zok levar. That's the dira maske. Uperish Rashi's up. What? On this gemara. Come on. You guys with me? On the gemara in that book. Perish Rashi's up. Nochrish and nichnas a chaser shall yisrael b'teke b'yado. We know that if you didn't, it wasn't, if it's not your chometz and you weren't mekabla price, you're not responsible for it. If kidu etzlo b'stam zok levar, but if he was mafkated by you, so then you're obligated it. He adds in the word b'stam, right? Like the Bahag. The Kavich Gibla version, come on, the Kabla Achrayas Domi. Kidamrina Baba Kama. Right in your Gemara is Judah Samuels right there. Kidamrina Baba Kama. My Machesim Vais. Knois Sharcha Birshute Chayim. There wasn't any Sikhsuch over here, says the Ran, about anything to do with Shmira. Nothing in the background. We didn't say the word Shomer. We didn't talk about what your responsibility is and what level it is. What happened to this? The guy came in and I said, oh, you can keep your stuff here. Nice sharp of your shoes. You can put the stuff down over here. Have like a man the armor. Nice sharp of your shoes. Mira Hassan the plot is that there. But now, Rabbi, say once Judah Samuels comes in, once Judah Samuels, who was Machavin to the Ran, who connected Gemara of Akama, Rabbi, say, I could not make these things up. Judah, did I make one word up? Thank you. Such hashkofa. Couldn't believe my eyes. Once Judah was mechavin to the Gemara Makam, which is the yisoid of our sugya, and when a person says, by definition, oh yeah, put your stuff down here, that was all the background of the Gemara. That's a Kabbalah Shmira. So what's the hemshik of the Gemara? Yichlo Bayis, the Kashai does that. Yichlo Bayis, what's Rashi saying? Is it like Yichlo Achrayis? What's Yichlo Bayis? It's not the Ran, it's Pasha. What's Yichlo Bayis? Yichlo Bayis just makes it that it's what? That you never have the Gemara Baba Kama. Again, to have the Gemara Baba Kama, it has to be my house. It has to be my area. And I say, oh, you want to put your stuff down here? Great. Automatic Kabbalah Shmira. That's Kabbalah Achrayis. Masha'ein came what? If I say, oh, don't come into my house. I'm going to have you have a designated area over there. Keep your stuff over there. That's going to be your domain. So what did I not say? Can I share Chabrushus? I never said that. I was Miyak Lo Bais. So Mamela Zokrashi and Gemara never said anything else. Whereas the other Rishonim understand that the Pshat and the Gemara is, there's a new heter called Yichaloi Bais, and it's even in a case with Shmira that the Gemara was assuming to begin with, even to keep Al Achrayas, but if it's Yichaloi Bais, it's something different, like Moshe assumed, since why? It's his Rishos, it's not my Rishos. Rashi old Pumpa cares. Avad and Moshe in a case where what? It's Kibbalah Reis, that's enough to be Machayev me. Yet what? Yichaloi bias just means that there's not an automatic Kabbalah in Achrayis. There's not an automatically Shomerim. There's no din of the Gemara Baba Kama that put down your stuff makes me a Shomer. Why? Because that was Miyachaloi bias. It stops the beginning half of the Bryce. Wow. That is very important, Rabbi said. Just stop in terms of approaching by Rabbi. So we're going to get back to this about like this, how to read the Gemara Dava. But Rabbi said, why do I find this relevant right now when I'm analyzing the Bahag and the Reed? Because I can't just learn Sochem, Hayim, and Beis, like the Rush pointed out. It's Rashi's version of the Gemara that now allows for the Bahag's approach. That the Gemara was just talking about a Stam Shmira. And all it was the Gemara Baba Kama that Judah brought me up and said, what he said, put your stuff down. And Yichel Abayah says, don't put your stuff down. It was only about Shomer Socher. Nothing about the name of Aveda. Boom. The words of the Gemara, the Mahalach and the Gemara, Lefi Rashi, Lefi Lashari Shimon, is now going to now have implications on what is the level of Shmira to be Machayir to connect me to the Chometz to be Chayir by your Rabbi Yomot. Rabbi Sai, before I close the Gemara, we're going to give Jacob the chance to make a siyum on Meshach and Shkol and Baruch Hashem. I want to ask you the following question if you think this is not Halacha L'maaseh, Rabbi Sai. Obviously, in a case where you're a Shomer, you're going to be Chayir. If you're watching stuff for someone else, so then you're obviously going to be Chayir. Rabbi, I want you to keep in the back of your mind this Shaila Halacha L'maaseh. We're going to have to talk about this in the last day. You're in a hotel. You have to work on Chol Hamoed Nebo. You're going on business. So now in the hotel room, Liab, there's a bar. There's a bar. It's a new chumrah. You shouldn't be able to stay in a hotel. You have a achrayus on that bar. So why are you allowed to stay there? Okay, I didn't tell you how we passed it. We got to the Hag and the Reed. We're going to have to see if Mishnah Berurah is on there. We're going to see Simon Top Mem. It's going to be very Nogei Halacha L'maaseh. But if I come out L'chumra, that what? That even a Shomer Chinom is Chayim, then we got some problems. This is fascinating. Every line of Shas would be said. Let's get cracking. Okay, Jacob, go for it.
Last study that Shom is part of the Nachmanides cycle, even though it's actually your Shom, there's no parallel to it involved. But the last study is talking about that if the Goy wants to be Gaiers, he has to bring two parallels. Except that, like, now we're going to be some Nikka, of course, he's supposed to do some tomorrow. So what he would do in this scenario is that technically you're supposed to like take whatever the monetary value of that korban was and then move from Texas. However, it becomes an issue of kavala because there's no basic interest for a free meaning.